Welcome to Boss Babes Unleashed, where two passionate women entrepreneurs join forces to empower small business owners like you with the knowledge and tools needed to take your business to new heights. I'm Dawn, co-founder of Bluefin Technology Group, and I'm joined by my incredible co-host, Dutchin.
Hi, I'm Dutchin, co-founder of Air Innovations, LLC. Today, we're going to talk about effective communication and how critical it is for small business owners, impacting everything from customer relationships to team dynamics and business growth. To master the art of communication, there's a lot you need to consider. So one of the things I think that you need to consider too is tailoring your communication style and message to suit the preference and needs of your audience, whether it's going to be your clients, your employees, your investors, your vendors, or your partners, because that's so important to know the audience that you're talking to.
Absolutely. You got to determine your objectives, right? Are you aiming to inform, persuade, motivate, or build relationships? Clear objectives guide your communication strategy for sure. Knowing your brand voice, right? That's a big one. Consistency is key. Develop a consistent brand voice that aligns with your business values and culture. This voice should resonate across all lines of communication. Authenticity. Be genuine and transparent in your communication. Authenticity builds trust and strengthens those relationships.
I think that is so important too, right? Because people can tell when you're being very genuine and authentic, and they can also tell when you're being fake.
Yep.
Whether that's your customers, your team, your vendors, it doesn't matter who it is. Most times people can tell when you're being fake. So you want to be very authentic and you want to be yourself, right? But you also want to be clear and concise. It's important for you to communicate your message in a clear, straightforward manner to avoid any misunderstandings and confusion. And so when you're thinking about your audience and how you're going to talk to them, you also want to make sure, you know, how you're putting that message out, because the words that you say really do matter.
That's true. And be concise. Get to the point without unnecessary details. People appreciate clear and efficient communication. They don't want all this mumbo jumbo in between, you know?
They don't. And another thing you need to do too when you're communicating is to listen actively, right? Be engaged, be involved. Practice active listening by giving your full attention to the speaker and refraining from interrupting. I think that's so hard for all of us to do sometimes.
Yep.
But you also too want to show empathy and understanding by acknowledging the speaker's perspective and asking clarifying questions to ensure comprehension. So when you're communicating with someone, and I learned from a book that I read recently by Brené Brown, I was not as empathetic as I thought I was until I read that book and I started learning like different things. So you really want to be fully engaged to the person that you're talking to, and you really want to listen and take in everything that they're saying, even in your busy day.
That is so true. Create open lines of communication. Encourage feedback from your customers, your employees, and your partners. This can be through surveys, social media interactions, or regular team meetings. One of the things we do is we print out a survey every month for our staff. We want to hear like what's going on, what's working, what's not working. And every ticket as an IT, they give a survey every time. And so our customers give us a survey. Are we doing great? Are we doing good? Or could it be improved in some way, shape, or form? And I think that's important to know. But also we put that on our website. I think that's important.
It is important. You have to be open to that criticism too, right? Because you may not always be doing things right. And you need to be open to that criticism and being open to new ideas to say, hey, how can I do things differently? Because that's really going to shape and mold you as a company, you know, for future. And that's going to really help you grow in a lot of different ways.
So true. Effective communication is a two-way street, right? Listen carefully to feedback, ask the clarifying questions, and show that you value somebody else's input.
You know, it is important. And I also think, too, is understanding like the context of what's being done and the communication and the urgency of your message. So sometimes, too, we may need to wait a little bit longer before we respond to a certain email.
Yes, yes.
Or a certain phone call. You just want to take your time and you want to make sure that it's the right communication. Also, too, like video conferences and face-to-face meetings, right? Sometimes, and I know I'm awful about this, sometimes the message, I may not be speaking it, but it's coming across on my face. And so, you know, you always want to be mindful of all of that. And then consider factors such as privacy, confidentiality, and the immediate response when choosing those channels. So you also want to keep in mind, you know, what's the context of the message,
right,
and the conversation? Because we always want to keep, we want that trust to be built with our customers and our team members and our colleagues. So making sure that you know, can I share that information? Is this confidential? Is it private? You need to make sure that you're understanding everything and you're also communicating only things you should be communicating out.
Yeah, we should also personalize the communication. Use people's names and refer to specific details. This shows you're paying attention and care about the relationship. I always want somebody to address me by my name or, you know more about me versus Miss So-and-so. That's just not cool.
I agree with you there. I think names are so, so important, you know, because people feel like they're heard and they're valued when somebody addresses someone by their name. I'm one of those people that when I'm out and about and I'm at a store or I'm in a restaurant and I see their name badge, I always start addressing that person by their name because I want to make sure that, you know, they feel important in the conversation.
Absolutely. Let's talk about being mindful of the nonverbal, right? I'm probably horrible at this. I do not read nonverbal cues very well.
Yeah, me either. Like I said, sometimes my facial expression may say it and it may not be my mouth, unfortunately. So I try to like keep in mind my body language, right? When I'm having a conversation, you know, my posture, you know, am I open to the conversation with my arms? Tone of voice is so important. And I feel like a lot of us miss that at times when we're passionate about something or we're irritated about something. You always want to keep in mind. So then that way you can convey as much meaning as possible in your words and in your message. You know, and eye contact is so important. Like using open and welcoming gestures, modulate your tone to convey the confidence and the sincerity that you're talking to when you're talking to someone. It's so important to be engaged and for them to feel that you're listening to them.
I know, I hate talking to people and you can tell they've got their arms crossed and they're standoffish and you're like, you don't really care what I have to say right now, do you? And that's exactly how they're coming across with their nonverbal cues. And unfortunately, we're all victim to this. We've also done it to someone else.
We have. So it's important to be mindful of that too. And I also think it's important to foster a positive communication culture.
Yes, lead by example. As a small business owner, your communication style sets the tone for your team. Model positive and respectful communication. Encourage collaboration. Create an environment where team members feel comfortable sharing ideas and collaborating. This fosters innovation and strengthens teamwork. I find that when we have our staff and we're all sitting down and we're strategizing on an issue, it's like some of the things that our younger team members come up with are like really eye-opening, right? Because it's like, I never thought of it that way. But then I should be, because our customer base is of all ages. So we should be thinking of things in different terms.
You know, I remember we talked about this before, you know, think like a CEO, think like the customer. Your team is so valuable to you, right? And you want them to think that way. You want them to be open to other ideas. You want them to be innovative. You want them to bring the ideas to the table. When I managed a CPA practice, we had this once a year strategy meeting at the end of the year to be prepared for the beginning of the year. And what we would do is everybody would had to bring new ideas to the table, right? And so we would tell everyone, you know, you have a week to prepare. This is when the meeting is. Bring your ideas. And it could be something from new technology, right, to or a different process, or going paperless was one of the big ones for us one year, or buying monitors, right? So we always encourage everybody to bring a new idea, especially to the strategy meeting. We're like, not only do you need to bring that idea, but you also need to know how it's going to change the whole company and each mm-hmm. person that touches that.
That's true. That is so true. Well, let's talk about being professional and diplomatic.
So that can be so important, and a lot of times people forget that in some industries. I'm going to tell you that it's not always the most diplomatic or professional in service industry, right?
In
construction. And so, you know, you always want to be mindful of that. And to me, it's my brand. It's my voice. It's, you know, how people recognize and they connect with me. So it's important to me to always be professional.
Right.
Whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Instagram, out in the community, if I'm at an event with somebody, if I'm at even a birthday party with someone, it's so important to be that way because that's how people are going to look at you. And let's be honest, people are pretty judgy.
And they're judging your brand. Not just you, but your brand.
Yes. When you're a small business owner, they judge it all.
Yes, that's very true.
Right? So you want to always maintain like a professional tone and a demeanor, especially in your communications, whether it's verbal communication, nonverbal, in your emails. You know, it's really, really important. And if there is a disagreement or a conflict, you know, handle it diplomatically by focusing on finding solutions and maintaining respect for all parties, you know, and be open to other people's ideas as well, too.
I think that's a great point. Let's talk about how we're timely in our response to those things as well.
That's really important. Right? So we get a lot of emails in a day as small business owners, tons. Some of them are spam, but then some of them are so important.
Right.
So, you know, glancing over, is it something that is, you know, it needs an immediate response? Is the timeliness of it going to impact the result of it? So I think that that's really important. So you want to respond to messages and inquiries promptly to demonstrate and show people that you're reliable and you're professional as well, too.
Yes. Let's talk about handling conflict constructively. Address the conflict promptly. Don't let conflicts fester. Address those issues quickly and with a focus on finding the solution. Now, here's the thing. You got to think about, too, your solution may not be what the customer sees as a solution. So you have to work together to get that. Especially, you know, we all start to think about what we'd like to see, but then we need to find out exactly what is the common ground here. And what should we be doing? Use conflict resolution techniques. Encourage that open communication, active listening, and a problem-solving approach to resolve those conflicts constructively.
You know, that's really important. And, you know, business owners sometimes can be so stuck on, you know, this is how I handle this and this is how I handle this. But you also need to be open-minded, right? And if you have a customer or even a team member that's not happy, you know, you need to take a step back for just a moment and you need to look at all angles of it. Don't just be so stuck in the situation that you can't take a step back to look at all angles and try to see someone else's perspective.
Yeah, it's learning others' point of view to kind of see where they are. And they may think of it completely different than you do. So it may be something small to you, but it may be huge to them. And so that's where you need to really open up that communication line and figure it out. And then let's find that solution together.
You know, finding solutions too, I think is so important, especially like in our field. And I know like in your field too, right? So, you know, and air conditioning, we may have a challenge with something.
Right.
And the customer may feel that it should be, you know, fixed this particular way. Or, you know, they think that, I'll give you a prime example. Their 25-year-old air conditioning system should just be fixed instead of replaced. Right. But they don't know the long-term effects and, you know, what the cost of like the Freon is to that or what other things are going on with their system. They're like, just fix it, fix it, fix it. But sometimes in our industry, we look at it and we go, you know, it is time to honestly replace this, right? Especially if it's this old. It's not only costing you repairs, but it's also costing you energy efficiency in your home. Your electric bills are higher. There's a lot of things to it. And as time goes on, you know, you have to find different ways to give a clear communication on what's the best way to really kind of convince them to listen to you and go, okay, you know, you are the expert in your field and, you know, I do trust you and I trust your professional opinion as well, too. And I'm sure you run into this in IT.
Wow. Okay. So if you know IT, all everybody wants it to do is just to work. There's no question about that in my line of work. I hear it all the time. And actually, I found myself saying the same thing. So we just want it to work. And, you know, we do see times where there's older machines that are 5, 6, 7 years old and they're decreasing the employee's productivity and they're not able to get their work done in an efficient manner because the machine is slow, it's sluggish, and there's really nothing we can do to fix that problem except for to upgrade the machine, get a new machine. And so that is where you have to really draw the line and explain, where does that impact your business? Yes, it's a cost to it, but let me show you how we can fix that problem. Your employee can be more efficient. And that's a big one, you know?
You know, and time is priceless when you ask me.
Yes, because you can get more money, but you cannot get more time.
That's
right.
That is
the number one thing I say all the time. But be transparent and honest. Communicate changes clearly. If there are any significant changes in your business, such as policy updates or operational shifts, communicate them clearly and in a timely manner. I don't know how many times this has impacted us. Like when we make a change of software, we want to let our clients know ahead of time because we want them to know that's coming. So it's not like an out of the blue, what is this and why is this happening? You know, you want to be very upfront about those things. And then you want to acknowledge your mistakes. If an error occurs, be honest about it. Apologize, explain what happened, and outline steps to prevent future issues. We always, when we have a big issue, like let's say we have a server down, we have to do a post-mortem report. And we do that internally and externally so that we can explain why that's occurred and how do we prevent that from happening again.
That's incredible.
We have to do post-mortems for that reason.
You know, and I think too that when you're evaluating those situations, you have to be open to fully understand and say, how can I do better? How can I grow? How can I be more productive? You really have to be open to that, you know, and also to whenever you're communicating, like with different people, whether it's customers or, you know, people in the community or your team members, you need to be able to accommodate to different personalities and preferences and communication styles, because we all communicate differently. We all have different personalities, right? So when I'm going to have a conversation with someone, and it may be a difficult conversation, right? I think about the person and how are they going to receive it? And what is their personality to receiving things? And you also have to adjust like your tone and your pace and your level of formality, because you really want to build rapport with that person and connect with, you know, multiple different types of diverse you know, audiences and different team members and stuff like that. You're going to have this all the time in business, especially as a small business owner.
You know how many times I hear, you've got to slow down. You talk too fast. I need you to slow down. And I'm horrible about that. But that's a way I've always communicated. So I've had to kind of adjust to that, especially when talking to people. You know, some people can't like comprehend as fast as I'm speaking. So it's very important to know your audience for sure. I think another thing is continuously improving your communication skills. Well, I just touched on that because I talk too fast all the time. So I do try to tone it down and slow down a little bit and be more concise with it. But seek feedback. Ask for feedback on your communication style from employees, customers, and partners. Use that feedback to improve. And I think you could go to people who know you best and say, okay, be real honest with me. How could I better communicate? And that's a key. Invest in communication training. Consider taking courses or workshops on communication skills, leadership skills, or public speaking to enhance your abilities. I have to tell you, I took, you know, like this personality test, right? And I gave it to my entire staff. It's like the DISC profile.
Yes,
and
I learning, did it last year.
Learning more. Okay, so let's talk about that. What are you?
I don't even remember off the top of my head right now, but I will tell you, in my leadership class, it was a year-long program. It was so interesting just to see the personalities, right? So everybody then got split into their DISC per se. Uh-huh. And you're literally sitting at a table staring at like other versions of you.
Right. Well, it's funny because I remember mine. I am a high D, which means I am very direct. I just want to know not a whole lot of details. Just get me to the clear point of where we're going and what I need to do. And that's just most entrepreneurs have a high D, which means they're very direct. They just want to get to the point, get to where they're going from point A to point B. We don't need all the in between and all of the explanation of how we're going to get there. Just get us there.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of funny.
It, you know, and it's so different because one of the things that we learned that day was also how to effectively communicate
with other styles.
With other styles.
Yes.
And that truly comes into play with your team members and your customers, right? And understanding different personalities. So I was like just sitting at a table looking at other people. And I'm like, wow, this is a table of me's. We all think alike. We address things similarly. We think, you know, we think, oh, well, this may frustrate me. And then we all even react the same way. But, you know, you also got to think about that as a business owner when you're communicating with other people. Yeah. How are they going to perceive things? And, you know, what is the message that you're putting out there?
That's super true. So I will say, for one instance, after I took this whole DISC profile and gave it to my team, I learned that one of my guys is really about like full explanation of everything, like step-by-step process explanation. And I'm like, this is very hard for me. I am not good at this, but I did it. And you know, it was funny. He goes, you know, I actually am surprised you could do this, because you just want to know here's the problem, fix it, and it's done. And that's all you want to know is it's done and fixed. So it was kind of funny, but he was super impressed that I actually took the time to spell everything out for him. And he's like, I'm kind of impressed right now. So taking that test was very helpful for our communication styles in our office.
You know, one of the things too, because you also hit kind of a highlight on public speaking and being able to speak. So there's this really great networking group. It's a national networking group. It's called Toastmasters.
Uh-huh.
And it is such a great thing. Some of them meet online, some of them meet in person, but I always encourage people, because not everybody likes public speaking. I'm like, you know, if you're struggling with this or you need some help on, you know, how to think on your feet and respond fastly and professionally, Toastmasters is a great group.
You know, it's funny. I've always hated speaking in front of a group. Like, I really have. And it's actually, if it's a group of people I know, it's even worse.
Really?
I would rather speak to people that don't know me from Adam, to be honest, because it's so much harder. You know, I think because you're worried about the judgment of your peers and people that actually know you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we are judgy. We just talked about that. We are all judgy. But at the end of the day, I think it's a good thing to get in front of people and talk and speak, because then people will learn more about you.
They do learn more about you. And, you know, I think it's so important for people to connect with you. Remember being authentic and that connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the other things that I also think about that is so important when it comes to communication is following up and following through.
Yes.
Right? So there's a lot of things as business owners that are thrown our way constantly, all day, every day. And if you're not following up on things and you're not following through on things, whether it's, you know, a new customer, a lead, a problem that a customer has or a team member has, you're never going to be successful.
Agreed. That is 100% correct.
It's so important for you to always close the loop on communication and, you know, completing any action items you need to do. You know, coming through with the commitments that you make, right? If your business is so busy that you can't, you know, if you can't follow through on a commitment, don't make the commitment.
Right.
Right?
Right. Very true.
And then also too, you know, when you're meeting with your team and like, and you're sitting there and you're saying, okay, well, you know, this is what we're going to do and this is what's coming up. Making sure that everyone's in agreement, right?
Right.
Who's going to handle what task and stuff like that. So making sure everyone is following up, not just you as a business owner, but everyone is. You know, it really demonstrates reliability and accountability when you're fulfilling those promises to your customers, to your team members, and delivering expectations in a timely manner. Everybody needs to know what the expectation is, and you need to deliver on it.
True. I will say this. I always tell my team, over-communicate. There's no such thing as over-communication. Because if you have information to give, you need to communicate that effectively to the end user or customer or whoever it may be. Maybe it's management. You need to communicate, hey, I can't complete this task on time. And this is why. But I'm being overly communicative with you to let you know ahead of time. So you don't run that risk of being kind of like at the end of the rope and not getting it done, but also stressing out everybody else because your deadlines haven't been met.
Very true, right? As business owners, we have to effectively communicate that information to our team members to have that open communication.
Right.
To tell them, hey, if you're struggling with something, I'm here to help you.
Exactly.
I know I'm busy as a business owner, but I'm still here to help you. My door is open. Come to me with your challenges so I can teach you how to solve those challenges, how to move forward. And it also teaches great leadership skills among your team too.
Agreed, 100%. By focusing on these strategies, you can build a strong foundation for effective communication as a small business owner. This in turn will help you build lasting relationships, foster that teamwork, and drive business success. We hope you've all have enjoyed today, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
See you soon. I'm not going to do that.